Mojo in the Morning, your home of the phone scams and street scams. Spike is out on the streets right now as we speak. It is another Mojo in the Morning street scam. And Spike, what did you have planned for us today?
Well, I thought I'd go and get to know the neighbors in our new Farmington Hills home and, just see how courteous people are.
Spike is out right now. It is another Mojo in the Morning street scam. Spike, go ahead. Where are you at?
Okay, I'm in Farmington Hills. I'm going to walk up to the door. Mojo, I brought with me a towel and my toiletry bag.
So. Yeah.
Hang on, let me ring the bell here.
No, wait till you see what he's going to ask these people. He's not going to, like... He talked to me before the show about this.
It's not going to be nice.
Well, no, he's going
to be... Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Sorry to bother you. I just moved in down at 131. My name's Philip. And my water's not running. And I'm waiting for the plumber to call. And I was wondering if there's any way, before I go to work, if I can borrow your shower just for a few minutes and take a shower.
Well, I don't think that would work out because my...
Oh, he's already in there?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Maybe
go
I
in with
shave
him.
Shave while he's in the shower, and then he can shower while I'm shaving.
Conserve water.
No? Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Oh,
I can't.
Well.
I don't think I can do that. My husband's in there right now.
That was actually pretty nice of
her. But she seriously considered it.
So you're gonna.
I should have said, prove it. Where's your husband? Let me talk to him.
So you're going to walk up to people's homes and see if you can take a shower at their house?
Yeah, I'm actually just going to see who will actually let me use their shower, if anybody. Let me try another...
Another Mojo in the Morning street scam here. Spike is going to walk door to door to our new neighbors and see if somebody will let him take a shower. Would you let a complete stranger into your home to shower?
All right, I'm going to knock on another door. Hi, I'm sorry to bother you. I live over in 131, and my hot water's not running. And I was wondering, I'm waiting for the plumber to call. I'm wondering if there's any way I could borrow your shower for just a quick minute before work.
Well, I'm getting ready to head out.
Oh, you're heading out?
Yeah.
I could be real quick.
No. See, I'm just head out.
I could just shower and then leave the door, lock the door on my way out.
No, sir, I can let you in my house by myself.
Oh, okay. Thanks anyway. Oh, I got the door closed on me.
It's channel 955.
Hi. Hello. I'm sorry to bother you this early in the morning. My name's Philip. I live down in 131, and... my hot water's not working, so I was hoping maybe I could just run up and borrow your shower really quick.
What?
I just want to shower because I got to go to work, and the plumber's not coming out till later. And yeah, well, I called the office, and that's why I'm waiting on my phone for the plumber. But I was hoping I could borrow your shower. And
hot water tank's out.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I woke up this morning, wasn't working, so I thought, you know, I'll just go down to some of the neighbors, and hopefully you're one of the only ones at home. I've been knocking on doors, and everybody must be at work already. So.
Yeah, actually, I was just walking the door.
Oh, cool. Would you mind if I just borrowed your bathroom for 10 minutes?
Plumber. I can come down and take a look at it.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're on their way, so, I mean, yeah, that won't be a problem. I'm just,
guy's
I was
a plumber.
Just
what are the odds of that?
Waiting, while I'm waiting, maybe
he's
going to
come fix
take
it.
A quick shower. It'll just take a minute.
Come on.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wait a second. Is he letting you in?
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate
what's
that.
What's your name again?
Philip Rippenklipple. And I was hoping maybe...
what?
Rippenklipple. Yeah.
He's in.
But if I could just take a quick shower, I'll be out of your hair. I promise not to steal anything. You can see I got my bag here. I got my toothpaste and my shaving cream and my soap and everything and my towel. You don't mind?
Spike.
Oh, no.
Spike.
Okay. Will you take me to this?
Take a shower. Literally take a shower at his house.
Thanks. This is great bathroom. Cool. Well, thank you very much. I'm just going to be a minute, and I'll get out of your hair. And thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm in the bathroom. All right. I'm taking a shower. You ready?
Yeah. Spike is taking a shower at his house. I hear that. He's turning the water on.
You want me to through the medicine cabinet while I'm in his bathroom?
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you got your Tylenol, your Van Rolon, your Gillette, OxyPen, Bengay.
Where's he at right now?
I don't know if he went downstairs. I got the water running, so he can't hear what I'm saying.
You think he's got to be right outside that door.
Okay, I'm going to chug in the shower.
Yeah.
Get in the shower. Spike is showering at a complete stranger's house this morning.
My least favorite part about this is we're talking to Spike as he's naked.
The funniest thing is that the guy let him in, and it's like, yeah, no problem. Like, I would be, not that I want to see a guy naked in the shower, but I would at least want, hey, you know, I'd rather have you.
Oh, man, you have to turn on the red light. Oh, buddy, you don't have to send your body through the night.
You know what? I can't suds up the shampoo because my headset's on. I don't want to get electrocuted.
Scream for him and say, hey, do you have any more soap?
Hey, are you still out there? Sir, can you come in for a second? Do you have any soap? In the shower? Oh, here it is. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Oh, man.
He's very accommodating.
Very trusting and very helpful. Well,
I was hoping he'd come in to see I'm wearing his shower cap, Mojo.
Hold on a second. Let's go to Carrie. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, yeah.
What's up?
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
We're doing good. We're doing a Mojo of the Morning Street Scam. Spike is in the shower at a complete stranger's home.
I am going to crash into somebody. I am laughing so hard. Oh, my gosh. You guys had better give this guy a t-shirt or tickets or something for letting him in his bathroom.
Spike, leave like your towel for him. Hey, thanks, Carrie. We appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye. Hey, good morning. Is this Jenny?
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
What do you think the guy would do if Spike walked out with his clothes on?
Well, he was nice enough to let him in his house to take his shower, so I don't think he would be very mad about it.
Least he could do is let him wear the clothes.
Oh, right. My God. There's no way I would let a complete stranger in my house to take a shower. That has got to be one of the nicest guys ever. You guys should give him a meal or something.
Give him a meal. Everything comes back to food. All right, Spike, you there?
Mojo.
Yeah.
Should I use his toothbrush before I leave?
No, now that's just cruel.
Walk out with his toothbrush? No, Mike has an idea for you, Spike. Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
What do you think Spike should do?
He should actually slip and fall in there, make it sound like he slips and falls. This poor guy lets him in. It's like, and my brother's an attorney, but I slipped and fell in your shower.
Oh. That's good, Mike. That's good. You're evil and I like it.
Just a little bit of twist.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Spike, are you going to let him in on this?
Why don't I? He's got a robe on the back of the door. Should I walk out?
Walk out.
Okay. Yes.
Right. Hang on, put it on.
We're meeting our new neighbor, Spike. Currently, right now as we speak, is doing a street scam. He is in a complete stranger's home that lives right down the street from the new radio station.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
He just showered at somebody's.
You mind if I borrow this robe? I'll bring it back later. Well, because I had my old clothes on. They're dry. Do you mind if I just borrow this robe for a few minutes?
You should have. Yeah, or
something,
because it's not clean.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll take it off. Hang on one second. Let me change it.
Whoa.
I can borrow it? All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you letting me into your house to do this. I appreciate that.
No problem. You said you're in 131.
131, yeah. I'm going to go wait for the plumber, and I'll wash your robe, and I'll bring it back for you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful house. I appreciate it. I'm going to send you a gift basket or something.
What are neighbors for, you know?
That's true. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. What's your name?
Joe.
Joe, nice to meet you. I'm Philip. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Another Mojo in the Morning.
Hey, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Christina Aguilera.
And I need more Mojo in the Morning.
Make sure you listen close.
It's coming up next.
This is Channel 955.